Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join with us as we sing His praise, as we pray in His name, and as we read His word, worship Him together. Let's have a great time. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we greet you in Jesus' name and welcome you to a few minutes of praise and worship and adoration. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. Wonderful words of life as we begin this service today. Let's continue to bless the Lord, even at the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone about our ministry from time to time. And remember, if the broadcast time on the radio is inconvenient or you miss it, you can always go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen on live and select the date that you want and click on it and worship the Lord with us there. And then also on the website on the front page, there's a donate button if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card. It's a safe transaction, does work you through PayPal, but there are no hidden fees or charges, and you don't have to set up an account or any such thing. I'll give you some more contact information just here in a little while. From New Songs of Inspiration, number 4, page 84, here's a great one. Hide me, Rock of Ages. Sing along with us. Oh, Thou blessed Rock of Ages, trusting now, dear Lord, in Thee. Keep me till my journey's ended, till Thy blessed face I see. Hide me, O blessed Rock of Ages, till Thy blessed face I see. When the storms around me rages, Rock of Ages, hide Thou me. Keep me when the storm clouds gather, till the sun comes shining through. Keep me till my work is over, till
give this world anew.
Hide me, O blessed rock of ages, till thy blessed face I see. When the storm around me rages, rock of ages, hide thou me. Journey is completed, and there's no more work to do. Savior, guide my weary spirit. Rock of ages, till thy blessed face I see. When the storm around me rages, blessed rock of ages, hide now me. Hallelujah. Well, another great prayer set to music, asking for the blessed rock of ages to hide thou me. Colossians 3:23-24 is our precious promise today. I hope you get strength from the Word of God each day in these few verses in the opening prayer and the opening scripture, and also in the scripture that we read as the precious promise. Colossians 3:23-24, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. It is beneficial to do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. It is beneficial that we know we shall receive the reward of the inheritance because we are serving Jesus Christ. Can you say amen and hallelujah? We're not serving a man. We're not serving a false god or an idol, but we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the one that hears and answers prayer. And let's call on him now. Thank you, Lord, for the ability of anything that we do, we can do it heartily unto the Lord. Father, we don't want to do things for the praise of men, but we want to do things for the glory of God. Lord, even though we're just not looking at that reward for the primary reason that we serve you, we're thankful, Lord, that the rewards are one of the benefits of serving you. Lord, we're thankful that we can serve you today. And I pray, Lord, someone in this audience that's unsaved will realize today, Lord, that he or she needs to serve the Lord, needs to lay aside this world, needs to come out from among the world and be separate, saith the Lord, and no longer touch the unclean things. I pray you'll speak to their hearts, and I pray that today will be the day that many will be saved. Touch sick bodies today. Lord, just minister and meet every need. You know all about the needs, Lord. There are more than I can mention. But as the needs are being expressed and prayed and the requests are being made known, hear them now, Lord. Minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen. and amen. Well, if you prayed with us, praise him and worship with us as we sing. Bring all your needs to the altar. Bring all your needs to the Lord. He is so willing and able to help you. Bring all your needs to the Lord. Let's sing it one more time and praise him now. Let's bring all your needs to the altar. Let's bring all your needs to the Lord. He is so willing and able to help you. Bring all your needs to the Lord. And if you'll stay tuned, I'll give you the contact information at the very end. Here's one just simply entitled, Keep Your Heart in Tune.
God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the evening. So
Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. Send any checks, money orders, song requests, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Whisper a prayer.